This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark. Let's turn now to one of our favorite topics on Stateside, beverages. A new Michigan law will now allow you to literally BYOB, bring your own bottle of wine to a restaurant. Let's turn to Chris Cook as we do, and we want to know more about food and wine. Chris is the chief restaurant critic and wine writer at Our Magazine. Welcome back to Stateside, Chris.
It's good to be back. Thanks.
So just how will this work exactly?
Well, I think it's going to be designed pretty much the way that that it works in other states, and that is to say you can now bring your own bottle of wine to a restaurant. Until now, of course, that's not been legal. Within the last couple of years, we've had some changes in some of our laws here on wine, which a lot of people think are rather antiquated. And we're really coming more into the mainstream in Michigan, and that's sort of the broader context of this thing. So you can now bring a bottle into the restaurant, and the restaurant will charge you a fee to remove the cork. That's called a corkage fee. And in California, at least, those corkage fees run between $10 and $25 per bottle brought in. Although there's now a bit of a riot going on out there in California because some restaurants are really charging outrageous corkage fees, and it's sort of gotten a lot of the consumer end of things riled.
Well, and that leads to my next question. I mean, this does not seem to be designed for one to bring a two-buck chuck to the restaurant. I mean, if you're bringing a $5 bottle of wine and then you're getting charged, let's say, a $25 corkage fee, that's $30, you might as well get that $18 bottle of wine on the menu. So this is for more high-end wines, I'm assuming.
Well, precisely. And it's the kind of background to it is that people very often in other states have gone to restaurants, particularly, I would say, the higher-end restaurants, and said, you know, I'd really like to bring my 1982 Chateau Latour with me. Would that be possible? And the answer was, well, yes, we can allow it because the law allows it, or no, the law won't let you do it.
Yeah.
Now you can bring, if you have an 82 Latour, you can bring it to a restaurant if the restaurant is agreeable. And that's the other part of this. It's really going to be, the way the law is written, up to the restaurant to decide whether they want to do this or not. And so for the consumer, the first thing to know is if you want to test this out, my advice is call the restaurant ahead of time and see whether they're going to agree to do the corkage thing. My guess is that over time, a lot of Michigan restaurants will do that simply because it's going to become part of the norm in the way we deal with wine in the state and open things up a lot more.
Yeah. Now, Chris, you write in your piece for Our Magazine, you have a list of unofficial corkage etiquette. Help us out with these just so you know we're in compliance.
Yeah, well, the corkage etiquette, I mean, this is something that I think that I've just noticed more than is actually a fact or done fully
everywhere. That's unofficial, right?
Unofficially, what you see elsewhere is that the first thing you ought to do is to find out what they're going to charge in corkage fee by calling them up. The second thing is that realize that this is not something that's designed to save the consumer money as much as to give you more choice. Third is, don't show up with three bottles for a four-person dinner. That's just a little rude to the restaurant.
You just don't do that in general, three bottles of wine for four people.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
That's quite the party.
Well, you know, if you bring a bottle for a group of, say, four people, it's kind of polite most places to buy a second bottle off the list so that the restaurant is at least getting some evenness. And sure, they're getting a fee out of it. But, you know, let's face it, the truth is that most restaurants make most of their money off of wine probably.
Right.
It's the simplest, quickest way of making it, and the markup is decent. So those are some of the things you ought to be thinking of as this thing begins to come in and you start to be able to take your wine into the restaurant. And the third thing that I really am very big on is if you've managed to avoid paying a restaurant charge on wine of, say, $75 on a bottle, you should really try to factor that into the tip somewhere for the wait staff. I mean, instead of just reducing the whole bill and tipping on what you didn't have to pay for the wine.
Okay.
I mean, that would be the kind of politeness in this thing.
Yeah. Now, Chris, how do you see – I mean, what are the consequences for restaurants? Do you think we'll maybe here in Michigan see some changes to wine lists?
I suspect over time we will. I think initially the restaurant industry is going to have a bit of a shock adjusting to it. Some restaurants, I think, are going to welcome it. Others are going to groan and not want to really have to deal with it. But I think that over time what's most likely to happen here is it's going to put the restaurants in a position of having to probably put more esoteric wines on their list and sometimes even have a wider choice. And that's a benefit to consumers. But it's also, you know, it's one of those shakeout things in the long run. I think it just makes us all a more educated population about wine and food. So I think there's a positive aspect to it. At least when you look at states like California, where it's been in a long time, it's definitely that.
Okay, Chris, finally, last question. Do you have a bottle at home that is just sitting there waiting for that perfect meal at a restaurant?
I've got 100 of them. Would you like to go with me?
Sounds wonderful. Chris Cook writes about food and wine for Our Magazine. You can find his latest piece about Michigan's new Bring Your Own Wine to a Restaurant bill in the March issue of Our Magazine. Chris Cook, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Zoe.